Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Financial regulators in Switzerland say they're ready to provide liquidity to underpin the troubled banking giant Credit Suisse if needed. Shares in the bank went down by 24%, sparking a wider sell-off in European stocks, which closed down more than 3%. Credit Suisse shares plunged to a record low after its biggest shareholder said it wouldn't provide more funding. Michelle Fleury is in New York.
We've heard comments from the chair today coming out saying we have strong capital base, we have strong regulations, we're in a good position. But the fact that you have these comments from its biggest backer saying it won't be able to lend it any more money should it run into trouble, I think that really has spooked investors right now. And it'll be interesting to see how central bankers respond, because you've got the ECB, the European Central Bank, meeting and expected to raise rates by 50 basis points tomorrow. That was before all of this happened. And then you've got the Federal Reserve in America having its policy rate-setting meeting next week.
Poland has arrested a group of foreigners on suspicion of spying for Russia. Officials confirmed media reports that the suspects had been monitoring transport infrastructure close to a regional airport that's a hub for military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine. The airport is protected by US defence systems. Exit polls from elections to 12 provincial parliaments in the Netherlands suggest an astounding victory for the recently formed Farmer Citizen Movement. There have been weeks of populist campaigning. Here's Anna Holligan.
All the predictions indicated the Farmers' Party would perform well, but the exit polls suggest it has surpassed even the party's own greatest expectations. Wearing neon green nail polish and a ring featuring an upside-down Dutch flag, a symbol of the protests against government plans to buy out thousands of dairy farms to reduce harmful nitrogen emissions, party leader Caroline van der Plas declared, "The voters have spoken." The Farmers' Party's support has spread rapidly. Beyond the farms, it is seen as also representing traditional, conservative Dutch social and moral values.
The Russian Defence Minister Sergei Shoigu has told his US counterpart Lloyd Austin that Washington's increased intelligence gathering in the Black Sea led to Tuesday's loss of a US surveillance drone during an encounter with Russian fighter jets. The Defence Ministry said it would react proportionately to any future US provocations. Earlier, America's top general, Mark Milley, said the drone was under more than 1,200 metres of water and would be difficult to recover.
It probably broke up. There's probably not a lot to recover, frankly. As far as the loss of anything of sensitive intelligence, etc., as normal, we would take, and we did take mitigating measures. So we are quite confident that whatever was of value is no longer of value.
World News from the BBC. The Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, has appointed an investigator to look into allegations that China interfered in the country's federal votes in 2021 and 2019. David Johnson is a former Governor General. China denies the allegations. The Israeli President Isaac Herzog has unveiled a compromise proposal to try to resolve the standoff over government plans to overhaul the judicial system. The plans have led to weeks of mass protests. Mr. Herzog, whose role is largely ceremonial, urged both sides not to destroy the country. The American space agency NASA has unveiled a prototype for a new spacesuit that astronauts will wear during future missions to the moon. It's said to offer better flexibility and thermal protection than those worn by the Apollo astronauts who visited the moon in the 1970s. The suits have lights and a video camera built into their helmets. Leroy Chow is a former astronaut.
The spacesuit we've been using for the last several decades, there was no requirement to be able to walk. The Apollo spacesuits were developed so that you could actually move your legs and move around on the moon. This spacesuit will also have that feature. Astronauts will be able to move their legs. They may find, though, that just like the Apollo astronauts did, that it's easier to kind of bunny hop along the surface of the moon. But it's very similar. All the systems are the same, but they've been updated and upgraded. And so it's a modern version of what used to be.
Scientists say a dinosaur that roamed Asia more than 100 million years ago could have had the longest neck of any animal. Mimenchosaurus cynocadodoran's neck was 15 metres long, more than six times longer than the necks of giraffes. Researchers in the United States found the creature's backbones were light and hollow, but they also found stiff ribs in the neck. These features allowed the dinosaur to evolve long necks and large bodies without collapsing under their own weight. BBC News.